This is CliffCentral.com.
But we must get on to our Lysol Home Garden feature. Now, as you know, we've had Lysol Home Garden very much involved with Cliff Central of late. When you arrive at our building here, there's an incredible sort of veggie patch they're putting together. So they've boxed a whole bunch of really cool stuff for us. And Jane is diligently making sure this is still alive and kicking and going well. It's getting enough sun. It's getting all the water content. But here's 5 minutes of info to help you flourish with your winter herbs and veggies. Now, I myself am a qualified grower of kale.
You're a herb guy.
I've harvested it 3 or 4 times. And I tell you what, I feel good. I feel good that I'm doing it.
Sure. Mm. But we're talking edible herbs here, not the stuff that you smoke. Like, you're that kind of herb guy.
You can eat that too.
That could
yes, you could.
If you want to go deep into the nether realm.
Okay, good.
So, 5 minutes to help you flourish with your winter herbs and veggies. Ideas of what herbs and veggies to plant now and how to help them thrive through winter. Because obviously, winter's a bit of a tough season, especially here on the high felts. You wake up in the morning, it's almost like nature does not want you to leave bed. So, what to do with your winter herbs and veggies? As you know, Lifestyle helped us create our little edible garden. It's always good to point out it's edible. So Jane and Ari are officially responsible for that. If you too want an edible garden like Sal have built for us here at Cliff Central Studios, this is what you should start with. Okay, key points. Got to concentrate on this one. You can choose between sowing seeds, planting smaller seedlings, or planting fully grown or bigger plants already bearing the veggies. So obviously there's a process here. If you want to go from the seedlings, which is really, really rewarding, and when you eventually see the fruits of your labor, so to speak, that's how you start. Or just hoy them in as is.
Mm.
And then, you know, like if you have no confidence that you can actually make it happen,
yeah,
maybe go for the last option there. If you want to sow seeds, now is a great time to sow broad beans, onions, peas, Chinese cabbage, carrots, winter lettuce, radish, Swiss chard, and parsnips. Many people enjoy sowing seeds versus planting seedlings as they can enjoy the process of growth from start to finish. There we go. But all of those things there, I mean, I'm just straight away, I'm thinking this is a mad stir fry.
Yeah.
Things like tomatoes, chilies, and melons won't thrive in the cold weather, so you should avoid sowing them right now, which is a very good point. Veggies that are available now to plant as seedlings and bigger shrubs are parsley, lettuce, pak choi, spinach, celery. I mean,
bok choy is a jewel, man. They use it in a lot of like Thai dishes and Chinese dishes.
It's a conversation starters you can have by planting things like pak choi, spinach, celery, cabbage, garlic, chives, and lavender. Seedlings are young plants that you can pick and eat almost straight away after planting. Okay, so it's actually, I never knew this.
You kind of get a feeling, like when you listed the summery vegetables and plants and you listed the wintry stuff that you should plant now, you almost get like, you go, an onion and a carrot do feel like wintry things, whereas a chili and a tomato feel a bit more like summery things. It makes sense.
It does make sense because we're given these things at certain seasons for certain needs. So, I mean, this is how it goes. Leafy greens especially thrive in the colder winter months, and so look for seedlings and plants of lettuce, peas, leeks, and other oriental greens to plant now. You've got to fertilize your herbs and veggies with an organic 6-3-4 fertilizer. That's not some overblown football team. A 6-3-4 fertilizer is what you need here. Always feed your herbs and veggies and other edibles with organic fertilizer, which is key because think about it, you're eating this, right? You don't want to grow it with rubbish because you're going to then maybe eat rubbish. So as you don't want to put chemicals and things to plant, you know, because it's going to go in your kitchen. Simple. Much mulch. Okay, mulch is a big word. Mulch now, this means covering your beds of soil surrounding your herbs and veggies with an organic medium like peach pips, bark, or even fallen autumn leaves to keep the plants and their roots protected during winter. And remember, the more you pick and eat or use, the more your plants will grow. So keep using your edibles and they will increase your yield.
That's cool. So what, like you picking them off makes them grow more in the place of what you picked off?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a constant rejuvenation process here. I mean, this is beautiful. Why would you not want to do this? Because if you go to the shops, obviously you're just buying all this stuff. It's easy. But how cool is that? It's like the gift that doesn't stop giving.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be chatting about how to care for your orchards. We know many people struggle with these indoor beauties and need a bit of help in caring for them. Again, like they're so
cool. Orchids or orchards?
That's a good question.
No human has ever been able to keep an indoor orchid alive,
this is a very good point. This is maybe a typo here. Let's go with what Gord said. So those beautiful plants, the orchids.
I don't know what the, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, an orchid is orchid, the one, it's like one stalk and a beautiful flower that dies in your lounge, and an orchard is like a rows of trees that grow apples or whatever.
Spot on, Gord. Well done. See, your English skills are coming here. So we're talking orchids next week, which are great because when you give someone an orchid, that
when you give that's someone the most beautiful Freudian slip of all time. As an orchid.
When you give someone an orchid, it's awkward when it dies, and they're like, yeah, cool. So when you receive it, they're very grateful. But now you can receive it and be given information because next week we're talking about orchids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this gives me hope because it is possible. I've got a very good friend who's got a she's got a pot, little pot next to her bed with the stalk of a dead orchid, and it's been there since I've known her. Like, it's been, she keeps it.
It's awkward, yeah. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. I love these features because you think, like, I'm going to make this happen. And when you've got living things in your house, your abode, your place of work, everything feels nicer.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got things living behind my belly here. They give off oxygen.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you've got living things.
We've got living things, yeah.
Of the kind of cactusy sort of vibe.
Yeah, how very nice.
This is CliffCentral.com.